We have set our hope on the living God. That's the theme for this year's World Youth Day, celebrated in parishes and dioceses throughout the world on Palm Sunday. Pope Benedict XVI's message to young Catholics was issued today here at the Vatican. Lydia O'Kane reports.
It's a message that harks back to the Holy Father's last encyclical, Spes Salvi, which looked at the need for firm and reliable hope. The message, which is divided into seven parts, reads like a fatherly lesson for young people on how they can live a life of hope, which the Pope says is so central to our lives. The Holy Father begins by saying that youth is a time of hope because it looks to the future with a whole range of expectations. When we are young, he says, we cherish ideals, dreams, and plans. Youth is a time when decisive choices concerning the rest of our lives come to fruition. It's also a time, he adds, when fundamental questions are asked by young people like, why am I here on earth? How can I attain happiness? Why is there suffering, illness, and death? Great hope, he says, is not found in material things. This great hope, he adds, can only be God, and one of the main consequences of ignoring God is the evident loss of direction which can lead to despair. Pope Benedict writes that hope is not simply an ideal or sentiment, but a living person, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Above all, he says, prayer is the key, and quoting from Spes Salvi, he writes, it is the Spirit that makes us men and women of hope, and our prayer keeps the world open to God. He also adds, in a fatherly way, be patient and persevering so as to overcome the natural youthful tendency to rush ahead and to want everything immediately. True Christians, he adds, are never sad. In his message, the Holy Father also recalls the joy and enthusiasm of the World Youth Day event in 2008, which was held in Sydney, Australia. But he also looks forward to the next gathering, which will be held in Madrid, in Spain, in 2011. In the meantime, this 2009 message is sure to give many young people food for thought. I'm Lydia O'Kane.